Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. We would like to welcome you to our Wow God podcast. I have today Pastor Ron Bruner of Kingfisher First Assembly of God. Welcome, Pastor Ron.
It's great to be with you, Pastor Jamie. We're glad to be doing this Wow God podcast this morning, and we're just praying that our listeners are going to be blessed and changed by it.
Today, we are answering questions people have about the Bible. And Pastor Ron, you have been doing an amazing time of sharing the Word of God of questions people have about the Bible. Today, what is today's question?
Today's question is, what does the Bible say happens after death? And let's just start, Pastor Jamie, by clearly saying that the Bible teaches that there are only two possible destinations after death, and that's heaven or hell. So someday we're all going to step through that doorway of death if we don't go up in the rapture. We're going to pass through that doorway of death. And the veil between life and the afterlife is thinner than we think. The afterlife, eternity, is just one heartbeat away.
Oh, wow. That's good.
And the Bible says we don't have the promise of tomorrow. So what will transpire at the moment we expire? When we pass from life to death, what's going to happen? A 2005 Harris poll revealed that 70% of people believe in life after death, and 6 out of 10 believe in the existence of heaven and hell. And medical studies say that 11% of all survivors who had a cardiac arrest report some kind of near-death experience in which their conscious mind appeared to be independent of their physical body. I mention this because that also includes my own mother. When she had a heart attack, she said that, you know, she saw herself out of her body and that she was laying on the table and she was out of the body.
Oh, wow.
And so that's why I include this in here. So, and there are a lot of true stories really about this, that people have died and come back to life. One of the most recent ones that probably a lot of people know about is the movie entitled Heaven is for Real.
Uh-huh.
And then quite a few years back, there was a lady named Betty Malls, and she was pronounced dead by a doctor in a hospital and was dead for about 30 minutes. The title of her book is My Glimpse of Eternity. If you're interested in finding out that there is life after death, I suggest this movie, uh-huh, Heaven is for Real, or this book, My Glimpse of Eternity. And so first, what happens to a Christian when they die? 2 Corinthians 5:6, Paul says, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. So Paul's saying that while we're alive in this body, he says we're absent from the Lord. We're not with the Lord. We're here. Jesus is in heaven. We know that. And then, but then 2 Corinthians 5:8, Paul says, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So in that verse, Paul's telling us that when the Christian dies, that his soul, his spirit, goes immediately to heaven, that death is a doorway that simply leads to eternity. And Paul talks about this, I believe, again in Philippians 1:21, where he says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So what Paul was telling us there was, he said, if I continue to live, then I'm going to continue to do the work of the Lord and push the work of the Lord forward. But he said, if I die, he said, that's where I get the most gain.
Yes.
Because he's going to go to heaven.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, that's what all Christians are living for anyway. We're living because to live for Christ here, of course, but then we're also living for that final destination of making heaven. And so Paul says that's gain. And then in John 11:26, Jesus says, he says, whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And so when a Christian dies, they pass immediately into heaven, into a better life. As a matter of fact, in Betty Malz's book, because her dad prayed and she came back to life and then wrote the book. But, you know, she said that next time she died, she didn't want somebody praying her back because heaven was a better place. And so when the Christian dies, they go immediately into heaven. Death is where temporary life ends and eternal life begins. Mm-hmm. Jesus said in John 3:15, he said, "Whosoever believes in me should not perish, but have eternal life." Mm-hmm. And so when the Christian dies, they immediately go to heaven. They go to that place of eternal life. They go to that place of wonder and beauty and bliss and no more pain and sorrow or heartache. So the Christian goes immediately to heaven after death. So now we need to deal with the unsaved person, the sinner. When the sinner dies, the person who dies without Christ goes straight to hell. This is in Luke, the 16th chapter, verses 19 through 24, where Jesus is teaching on the afterlife. And this is a parable. Some people refer to it as a parable. If it is indeed a parable is a earthly story with a heavenly meaning. But really, when you read the scriptures here, because he gives several teachings of parables in this chapter, but when he gets to this one, he doesn't call it a parable. So I think Jesus had insight on life after death. Mm-hmm. I think he was the authority on it. And he says here, we're going to just read this from Luke, because I think it's important for us to hear what the Bible says here. In Luke 16:19, he says, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared well every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried." And it says about the rich man, "And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. He sees Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Son, remember that you in your lifetime received the good things, and likewise Lazarus the evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf that's fixed, so that they which would pass from me to you cannot, and neither can they pass to us that would come from you.' Then he said, 'I pray you, send to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, they also would not come to this place of torment.' Abraham said to him, 'They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear him.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent.'" So what we see here in this verse is that the rich man, when he died, he went immediately to hell. Mm-hmm. He went straight into hell. And we see also the thing about Lazarus is, because, you know, we said that Paul said that when you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. Well, that's what we see in this teaching here of Jesus, uh-huh, that this that Lazarus went immediately into heaven. So what Paul said and what Jesus taught say the same thing. They, mm-hmm, line up. So we see clearly that when a Christian dies, he goes immediately to heaven, and when an unsaved person dies, they go immediately to hell. And they spend eternity in hell, because clearly the rich man could not get out of hell. That's one of the things that's also we just read. Mm-hmm. He said, well, you know, we can't change places, is what Abraham was saying there, yes, as they were having this conversation. And so there are no exits in hell. And the man's also asking for a drink of water, so we know he had feelings. Mm-hmm. We know he was alive. His mental capacities were working, even though he was in hell. And he says he asks for a drink of water, so we find out that there's no water in hell either. And it's a hot place.
Yes,
we must prepare for the day of our death and decide today where we want to spend eternity. And that's so important, Pastor Jamie.
Yes.
Is that you prepare for today, because none of us know when our life is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
But you have right now, today, to prepare whether you're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. So choose heaven today. Give your life to Jesus Christ today. Jesus said in order to get into heaven, he said you must be born again. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So Jesus said that you need to be born again to get into the kingdom of God. And you may ask this morning, how can I be born again? Well, it's really simple. Pray the sinner's prayer and ask Jesus to come into your heart. And Pastor Jamie is going to lead you right now in that sinner's prayer. And you can be born again, and then you will be on the road to heaven. You'll be prepared so that when this life ends, you will step into heaven.
Thank you, Pastor Ron. One of the things that I wanted to share as people today are listening, today is your choice.
Yes.
You can either choose heaven or you can choose hell.
Yes.
But if you want to choose heaven, all you got to do is confess.
That's right.
Confess with your mouth. And that's exactly what I want to do, is I want to just lead you in a prayer. We're going to confess with our mouth.
Yes.
That Jesus is Lord of our life. And that is the key to getting into heaven. So let's pray that prayer right now.
Yes.
Father.
Father in heaven.
We ask you today.
We ask you today.
Jesus.
Jesus.
To come into our heart.
To come into our heart.
Be Lord of our life.
Be Lord of our life.
Be our Savior.
Be our Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash them away.
Wash them away.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Be Lord of my life.
Be Lord of my life.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God.
Yes.
You've been born again, and let me encourage you to contact Pastor Jamie. He's written a great book for people after they get saved. It's entitled, Wow, God, What Just Happened? And Pastor Jamie, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Well, we'll put in the description below how to get a hold of me. All you have to do is email me. We will send that book out to you free of charge. It'll be your next steps of what you need to do. It'll tell you what just happened and what you can expect to happen in the future as you press in on the call of God on your life. Today, we just want to say thank you for joining us. We want you to be blessed.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to BreakthroughEvangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.